Hello, and welcome to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquis, medical innovator, aesthetic pioneer, and lifelong student of the human body and its incredible potential. Broadcasting from the Catalyst Clinic, with locations in London, New York, and Amsterdam, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unlocking the secrets of living not just longer, but better. Have you ever wondered what it truly takes to not just add years to your life, but life to your years? How can we maintain that energy, strength, and vitality far into what used to be considered old age? It's a question at the heart of longevity science. Today, we're diving deep into a topic central to this quest, the intricate dance between our hormones and the aging process. Specifically, we'll focus on one key player often shrouded in myth, testosterone. Now, testosterone is far more than just the male hormone of popular stereotype. While it's the primary androgen in men, it's also crucial for women's health. It's a fundamental building block for vitality, energy, muscle mass, bone density, mood, cognitive function, and overall well-being throughout our lives. But here's the challenge. Aging changes the game. A well-documented physiological shift, particularly noticeable in men but relevant systemically, is a gradual decline in testosterone production. This isn't typically a sudden drop, but a slow, steady downward trend, starting perhaps in the 30s or 40s. We sometimes call this andropause or late onset hypogonadism. Why does this matter so profoundly? Because the symptoms often creep up, easily dismissed as just getting older. Maybe recovery from workouts takes longer, maintaining muscle feels harder. Perhaps that get up and go energy diminishes, replaced by fatigue or brain fog. Mood changes like irritability or low motivation can occur alongside the often noticed decline in libido. Beyond these daily feelings, the implications for long-term health, our health span, are significant. Lower testosterone is linked to reduced bone density and increased osteoporosis risk. It's associated with increased risk factors for cardiovascular disease, impacting cholesterol, blood pressure, inflammation, and visceral fat accumulation. It affects metabolic function, decreasing insulin sensitivity, and potentially raising the risk for type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. That common age-related shift towards gaining fat while losing muscle? Testosterone decline is often a key part of that equation. So, maintaining healthy testosterone levels is deeply intertwined with preserving muscle bone metabolic health, cardiovascular function, energy, mood, and cognitive sharpness as we age. Understanding this decline is the first step. The next question is, what can be done? Are there ways to support our body's natural systems, perhaps using innovative approaches beyond traditional hormone replacement? This brings us directly to the core focus of today's episode, exploring a specific type of compound known as a peptide bioregulator with a spotlight on one called testogen. Could this substance, which works differently from conventional therapies, play a role in supporting the body's systems related to testosterone function as we age? Let's unpack what testogen is. It belongs to a class of compounds originating from extensive research, notably in Russia. These peptide bioregulators are short chains of amino acids believed to interact with specific tissues, in testogen's case, the testes, to help normalize or optimize their function. It's not a synthetic hormone. The idea is to support the body's own production machinery. So, how might testogen theoretically work? There are a couple of possibilities often discussed for natural testosterone support. Could it work upstream, perhaps gently stimulating the pituitary gland to release more luteinizing hormone, the body's signal telling the test to produce more testosterone? Or could it work downstream, perhaps influencing enzymes involved in testosterone metabolism, reducing its breakdown or conversion to other hormones like estrogen, thus preserving what's already there? Understanding this potential mechanism, stimulation versus preservation, is key. And critically, how does this connect back to longevity? If testogen can influence these pathways, could maintaining more youthful testosterone levels translate into tangible anti-aging benefits? Could it genuinely help sustain energy metabolism, preserve that crucial muscle mass, support bone density, positively influence mood and cognition, and contribute to that overall feeling of vitality we strive to maintain? This is where we must introduce a crucial caveat, one we always maintain on this show. We approach these topics with open curiosity, but also critical thinking. The world of peptides is exciting, but the research on many specific bioregulators, including testogen, can be limited, sometimes difficult to access, or may lack large-scale, long-term human clinical trials. We need to explore the theoretical framework and anecdotal reports while acknowledging where robust evidence might be lacking, separating potential hype from proven reality. Understanding these specifics helps place compounds like testogen within the broader philosophy of modern longevity medicine. For decades, medicine often focused on treating disease after it appeared. Longevity medicine, however, aims to shift that paradigm. It's proactive, preventative, focused on optimizing health span, maintaining vitality, energy, cognitive sharpness, and physical resilience. A cornerstone of this approach is hormonal optimization. Our hormones regulate nearly everything. As key hormones decline with age, we see many symptoms of aging. Optimizing hormones, therefore, is a major strategy. While testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, is common, it's not always straightforward. True optimization considers the complex symphony of all hormones: estrogen, progesterone, thyroid, cortisol, DHEA, and others. Simply boosting one can cause imbalances. This highlights the need for personalized medicine and monitoring. There's no one-size-fits-all solution. Genetics, lifestyle, stress, and existing conditions matter. A personalized approach, guided by comprehensive testing and regular monitoring, aims for optimal physiological function and well-being safely, minimizing risks. It's within this complex, personalized landscape that the idea of using a peptide bioregulator like testogen emerges. Could it offer a more nuanced way to support the body's own systems as part of such a strategy? But exploring this potential brings us face to face with necessary caution and controversy. Just hearing testogen links to testosterone, and whenever we consider modulating this powerful hormonal axis, critical thinking is paramount. The enthusiasm for peptides exists alongside a significant debate echoing discussions around TRT and testosterone boosters. Is testogen truly a benign regulator, merely optimizing natural function? Or could interventions aiming to boost androgenic pathways carry risks? Could using it lead to overstimulation? Can encouraging the testes go too far, causing imbalances or long-term issues? Peptide bioregulators are relatively new to the mainstream wellness scene outside specific research contexts. What does sustained use over decades look like? The honest answer often is, we lack extensive long-term human data for many applications. Are theoretical benefits, perhaps based on animal studies or small trials, worth potential unknown risks for broad wellness use? This is where we must tread carefully, which leads directly to the most vital takeaway. This is not medical advice. Experimenting with substances influencing your endocrine system without professional guidance is extremely risky. Before anyone considers testogen or any similar product, Consulting a qualified healthcare provider knowledgeable in endocrinology or peptide therapy is non-negotiable. They must assess your individual health, hormone levels, contraindications, and discuss the actual evidence or lack thereof for you. Now, bearing those crucial warnings firmly in mind, let's explore one final important concept, synergy. If, after careful consideration and only under expert medical guidance, an intervention like Testogen were deemed appropriate, how might it integrate with everything else you're doing for your health? Its potential impact likely isn't just about what it does in isolation. Think about exercise, especially resistance training. Lifting weights signals muscles to grow, but your internal hormonal environment dictates how well that signal is received. Could optimizing testicular health, potentially supported by Testogen, create a more receptive state, allowing you to get more benefit from your workouts? Consider diet. Are you focusing on high protein intake? Could optimal hormonal function help utilize those building blocks more effectively? Are you using intermittent fasting? Hormonal health and metabolic processes are deeply linked. Supporting one might enhance the benefits of the other, like autophagy or insulin sensitivity. And what about other longevity supplements targeting inflammation, mitochondrial health, or oxidative stress? Healthy testosterone levels themselves influence these factors. Could supporting foundational hormonal health work synergistically with these other interventions, creating a positive feedback loop where improved cellular health supports hormonal balance and vice versa? So the conversation expands beyond, does Testogen work? To a more integrated question, how can we intelligently stack different strategies? Exercise, diet, targeted supplements, and potentially bioregulators like Testogen used responsibly and appropriately to create a synergistic effect greater than the sum of its parts? Understanding these potential interactions is key to building a truly comprehensive and personalized longevity plan. All right, as we draw today's episode of The Science of Ageless Living to a close, we've navigated complex territory. We've established the profound impact of declining testosterone on aging and vitality. We've explored Testogen as a peptide bioregulator, a novel approach theoretically aiming to support the body's natural systems. We've touched upon its proposed mechanisms and the crucial concept of synergy with lifestyle factors and other supplements, a cornerstone of holistic longevity thinking. However, I want to leave you firmly grounded in perspective. The enthusiasm for such compounds must be balanced by acknowledging the significant unknowns, the limited long-term data, the potential risks, the ongoing controversies. This exploration is for information only. The most vital takeaway remains, never venture into hormonal modulation without expert medical guidance. Personalized assessment and understanding the real evidence versus potential risks are paramount. Here at The Science of Ageless Living, our mission is to empower you with knowledge for your health span journey. Testogen is one piece in a vast, evolving puzzle. Continue to learn, stay curious, embrace foundational health habits, but always prioritize safety and evidence-based practices under professional care. I'm Dr. Ethan Hausman Marcus. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive. Until next time, stay informed, stay proactive, and keep investing in your long, healthy, and vibrant life.